start by saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, call the meeting to order. For public comment, this is the period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to a board/council about any items within the jurisdiction not appearing on this agenda, you must wait to the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and if you could please step up to the speaker's podium and state your name, your address. Please spell your last name for the record. And if any member wants to extend the length of the presentation, they'll be able to do so. I'd like to do the approval of the minutes.
Excuse me.
Yes. Oh, did I miss that?
Yeah.
I did. Board members. So can we do roll call? Roll call and then Steph.
Sorry. Sharon Stover.
Sharon Stover.
Carol Peck.
Chris Darling. Say your name.
Brad Burr.
Okay, perfect. And then county staff.
Lauren Begley, current planning. Jennifer D'Amico, District C.
Perfect.
William Duckington, Commissioner for Patrick's Office, District B.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. So if we could do approval of last meeting's, 2 weeks ago.
I make a motion we approve the minutes for last week's meeting.
Okay, minutes are approved. And what about this evening? Somebody make a motion for this evening's minutes.
Move to approve the motion for this meeting.
Okay, perfect. Anybody second it? Good.
We don't have to second.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're good on that one. Okay, do we have any updates from Commissioner Miller's office?
No updates.
No? Commissioner Kirkpatrick?
No updates.
Okay, perfect. Okay, seeing no updates, we'll go into the planning and zoning. First one is WS21-003, Concernas Julia. Waiver of development standards to increase block wall height in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 4 acres in a RU zone, generally located on the southwest corner of Homestead Road and Log Cabin Way within Lone Mountain. Anybody here for that one? Okay, please.
Louise Ruskamp, 8500 Log Cabin Way. My last name is spelled Ruskamp. I'm here to oppose the waiver of the development standards. 6 feet is typical. What they're proposing is to put 8 feet around the entire property, including the front, which is not allowed. Most in this neighborhood, people do have 6 foot side yards, 6 foot backyards, but nobody has anything in the front yard that doesn't exceed what's required by zoning, which is, you know, the 2.5 feet and then the decorative wrought iron above it or whatever. Most the properties adjacent to this property have split rail. One of the things that's incorrect on this, it says it's an existing single family home. They're working on the pad right now. They're working on the foundation. It's not an existing residence. It's in the planning process. I mean, they're in the process of building it. The justification letter that they have in the file said that because the property didn't have sidewalks or street lights, that they needed this 8 foot wall for security reasons. Well, it's a rural area. You know, most people have horses and arenas and things like that. We don't have sidewalks, and we certainly don't want to have sidewalks, nor do we have street lights. That's what the rural areas are supposed to be like. Their plan, which was submitted, shows a 6 foot block wall. But I don't think an 8 foot block wall is justified in this case. I think an 8 foot block wall would actually stand out and not fit into the rest of the community whatsoever. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is anybody here for the applicant?
No.
No.
No one showed up to
So what do we do?
Present it. So we hold it?
Is that what normally do?
You can hold it for 2 weeks and it will still keep it on the planning commission agenda.
Okay. So we'll hold
We'll see if they want to show up. If they don't, well.
Then we'll just say denied.
Reach out to the applicant.
Okay, thank you. So we'll hold WS210034.
Can I ask a question of her?
Of course. Go for it.
8 foot, would you be all right with a, when I drove back there, it was mostly picket fences and stuff like that in the front. But if they did a 6 foot block wall with that, it still wouldn't be in keeping.
Well, 6 foot's what's allowed. I mean, I can't impose a 6 foot wall because a 6 foot wall is what's allowed in the way they're orienting the front of their house. If you look at the way this is, it's going to be a 6 foot wall and along this entire block of log cabin because their house is supposedly going to face four views over here. But they're even proposing the 8 foot wall in front of the house. Now there's existing houses here, there's an existing house here. But yeah, there's nothing, I mean, it's split rail all around there. If they wanted a 6 foot sidewall and back wall, there's nothing you can do to oppose that. That's okay. That's allowed by the code, let's put it that way.
Okay.
They'll be back around or they'll have to start over.
Yeah.
Thank you, I was just curious.
Okay, so we'll hold that one. We all agree? Can we get a second on that? We all agree on holding WS210034?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So next one is WS210044 FFPLS Las Vegas LLC. Is anyone here representing the applicant? Did we have something wrong here tonight? No? Just curious.
They heard you were back.
I guess so. I'm not that bad. Okay. So, seeing nobody on that one, we'll hold that one for 2 weeks. Okay.
Man, I hope y'all didn't drive very far.
Oh, well, it's quick, in and out, done.
He just wants to be faster than last
week. Last week. I got you. I got you. Okay. Any general business at all? Anybody wants in the county? No? Nothing? Okay. Comments from the public? I don't see anybody, so none on that. All right. Seeing that, I guess our next meeting is November 30th, 2021.
No, March
23rd. Oh, it says
March
30th. It says March 30th.
So when is it? I have the 23rd too, but I don't know.
It's the second and the last Tuesday of every month.
Correct.
So this would be the 30th would be the last Tuesday.
That's correct.
Yes. The 30th is the right.
So it is the 30th.
Yes.
Okay.
Second and the last.
Just want to be sure.
Okay.
Second and the last.
I'm sure it'll be as exciting as this one.
Yes. Alrighty. Have a good night. Adios.
Ciao, baby.
We're done. Gotcha. That's a record. 8 minutes.
That's pretty good.